Everybody put your hands together for Brandon Vestal.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all your warming affections. Thank you. Thank you. Is that recording? Good. 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 Thank you all for coming out. I appreciate it. I've been on the road for a little bit. I just got back. I was in El Paso, Texas. I don't know if any of you have ever been lucky enough to have enough money at one time to be able to go to El Paso, Texas. But I was able to go there for a whole week thanks to my red hot comedy career. Thank you very much. Something very strange going on at the La Quinta Inn in El Paso, Texas. On my do not disturb sign, right underneath where it said do not disturb, I swear to God it said no moleste. I spent all week sleeping in the corner of my room so nothing could sneak up on me. And just praying to God that no moleste means do not disturb in Spanish. And if it doesn't, I'm glad the La Quinta Inn gave me the option. I glued that bad boy in the door because I don't want there to be any misunderstandings in El Paso, Texas. Well, that was until Saturday night when I came home wasted. I called the front desk. I said, yeah, this is Brandon from 218. What's up? Hey, is it too late for me to get one of those molestes, please? Do you have Asian moleste here? That's the best kind. That's my favorite. They use soap. We're gonna need some towels in here. The week before that, I was in Love, Colorado. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to go there. It's a misleading name. Don't believe it. I didn't feel loved at all. I felt misunderstood, but that's not the point of what I'm about to tell you. I love watching the local news when I'm on the road in these small towns. I was watching the news after the show, and a town like 2 hours away got completely wiped out by a tornado. There was nothing left but rubble in this town. And the on-site reporter actually looked into the camera and said these words. It is believed that the tornado caused most of the damage. Wow. This lady is sharp. They need to get her down the Gulf so she can find out what happened. If it wasn't the tornado that caused all the damage in this town, maybe this story should be about the monster that lives in your community. I was hoping they were going to interview a local and we find out what really went down in that town. But they were going to interview a local and they'd be like, yeah, the tornado messed up everything east of the railroad tracks, but Jesse fucked up that Walmart snack bar all by himself. He was drinking Jaeger. I don't know what it is, but when Jesse drinks Jaeger, he hates Walmart. He hates it. He especially hates that they have a snack bar. He hates that shit. He hates those knockoff Slurpees. He hates them. Then I got back here. I got back into Los Angeles, beautiful Los Angeles. I had to buy a new car. So I spent the last 2 weeks at the DMV every other day because every time I go there, they say I need another piece of paper. They are pissing me off. I think they just like me and they're trying to trick me into coming to hanging out with them. They're like that nerdy kid that grew up in your neighborhood that always tricked you to come to his house. You know, I got a spaceship. I gotta go see the spaceship. Y'all don't have no spaceship. They keep coming up with lists of things. They'd like, listen, do you have your title? Yes. Do you have your registration? Yes. Do you have a valid driver's license? Yes. Do you have an ID? It's like, aren't the ID and the driver's license the same thing? Yeah, we were just checking to see if you were paying attention. Okay, do you have a pocket constitution? It's like, no. So I went back with a pocket. Do you have your pocket constitution out? Yeah, I do. Okay, all we're going to need is an original copy of Barack Obama's birth certificate, and we'll get you right out of here.